It's the South Florida Morning Show with Jennifer Ross and Bill Adams on News Talk 850 WFTL.
Some sad news in the music world. Rock star Meatloaf, Grammy winner, passed away late last night. You know what was the saddest thing about this was? His family announced it on Facebook. Everything goes to social media. No one puts out a release anymore that says, you know, it's with regret and, you know.
No, that's how it
goes. We're depressed, we're sad, blah,
even
blah,
in the
blah.
Sports world, every single announcement is on social media.
It really is. It is the South Florida Morning Show. Jennifer Ross, Bill Adams has the day off. Dina, our producer, filling in for Bill. And that was Karen, our news director. She'll be back, at 7:30 with Rapid Fire. Yeah, he was 74. They're not talking about what he died from, but in the past couple of years, he has not been in good health.
Right.
You know, so it was funny because somebody, they had this breaking early this morning on Fox, and of course, I'm up early in the morning watching this stuff. And somebody said, where did he get his nickname from? His father named him that when he was little.
Is that right?
He used to call him Meatloaf. He used to call him Meat because he said he was so chunky.
And then the loaf just got added on later.
I guess it just got added on later. So he was born Marvin Lee Day.
Huh.
Moved to L.A. in 1965. Pursued careers in music and acting. He opened for, want to pick one of the rock bands he opened up for?
Big ones. Say Kiss.
Now, close. Grateful Dead.
Grateful Dead, okay.
And The Who.
Really?
I like that.
Wow.
You go on tour with them, I guess all doors open.
Not bad.
Then, of course, he exploded in, not him, but his career exploded in 1977 with Bad Outta Hell. And that was 2 out of 3 ain't bad. And then that sold over 43 million copies, 80 million total albums in his career. And then, of course, he was in all those movies. First, he was in Wayne's World, Fight Club.
Yeah, Rocky
Horror Picture. What was he in Wayne's World? I don't even remember. I didn't watch Wayne's World a lot. I mean, I watched it once years and years ago. So,
I remember Fight Club for sure. His name was Robert Paulson.
Wow, that do remember Fight Club.
Yeah.
Did he fight?
He did.
Wow.
That's a famous line from the movie. His name was Robert Paulson. So
okay.
He had an amazing career. You know what I loved about Meatloaf was his career went over generations.
Yeah.
You had people from earlier on in his career, remember his, you know, exploits from the 70s, whether it was Rocky Horror Picture or whether it was, like, you know, the first album.
Bad Outta Hell, yeah.
All those different things. And then for me, I remember him from the 90s with I Do Anything for Love, But I Won't Do That, and like Fight Club, and all these different things that he did.
You're right.
I love Meatloaf. That's really sad. Those things. That's the first thing I saw when I woke up this morning.
I know.
Checked my mail. I'm like, oh, I had the breaking news
there. It was one of those things, it's certain people affect you more than others. I think Betty White, so far it's been a crappy year.
Yeah.
And man, it's only what, January? What's the date today?
It's the 21st.
21st?
Yeah.
And it's not been a good year. Started with the passing of Betty White, and now it continues. So rest in peace, Meatloaf. We will continue to play your music, however. If you're traveling anywhere today, check with the airlines. Another major storm. They're not calling it a bomb cyclone, but not good for the Carolinas or Virginia because those three southern states have already declared states of emergency. So they're expecting lots of snow, lots of ice, which is never good. And if, you know, no offense, most people in Virginia, I don't know about the Carolinas, maybe they're a little more adept at it, but most people in Virginia, not real good at driving in the snow or the ice.
You know, I wouldn't know how to do it.
Yeah.
It's
a different kind of thing. You know, it's kind of like driving in the rain. When you start to spin, you stare into the curve. You don't steer away from it, but your first reaction is to steer away.
Right.
It's a different thing. You know, when you have to put chains on your tires, then, you know, life has changed dramatically. Other stuff that's happening. There's a launch today. We're going to get rain.
Are you going?
No, I'll watch it.
You're not going to go up with them?
No, I'm not. This isn't SpaceX. This is United Launch Alliance.
Your time is coming, Jen. You're going to go up on one of these.
I know. You keep on telling me this. Not happening. It's scheduled for 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Oh.
The interesting thing is they're putting up 2 Space Force satellites. Okay. Space Force is our governing, our police force for space. Mm-hmm. What do these satellites do?
They're fighting the Chinese satellites.
It could very well be. Maybe
that
satellites. One that has the little arm that comes out and grabs things and goes bloop.
It's going to be a new reality show. Space fights.
Space fights.
Okay. Satellites are just battling each other. It's like Robot Wars. They got it all going on at the fair right now.
Yeah, you know what? What is that? Have you seen that yet?
Not yet, but I'm supposed to MC it on Monday, so I'm not sure how that's going to go.
You're MCing robots fighting?
I am.
On Monday. What time? I have to come see this. What time are you doing this at?
I forgot to tell you about that. 3 o'clock and 6 o'clock on Monday at the South Florida.
Twice.
Fair. Yeah.
They didn't give you the racing pigs. They gave you the robot.
I got the robot fights. So okay. I have no idea what it is. I have no idea what I'm doing. That's not a good endorsement for the fair, but it sounds fun. I'm just going to go with the flow.
It sounds awesome. I think of Rock'em Sock'em Robots. But they're both robots? It's not like a person versus a robot? They're both robots?
I believe it's two robots. Like the show on Discovery Channel, I think it's somewhere. They're like in this little arena, and the robots are on wheels, and they've got all these weapons. Some have like a blowtorch. Some have like spinning saws.
Come on.
Oh, I swear, yeah.
So like one of them's going to get chopped up in this fight?
They could.
Do they have names?
It's like gladiators. They do.
They do?
It's like gladiator fights, but with these little robots.
Monday, 3 o'clock.
Monday, 3
o'clock.
You
know what? I might have to come to the fair just to see you do this.
I'm going
to
be as surprised as you are as to see how this goes.
I'm really surprised, yeah.
I'll have fun with it. We'll see how it goes. I don't know.
Well, yeah, you're good at the play-by-play. If people don't know you, what did you do at FAU? You just recently did something at FAU.
Yeah, the men's basketball game.
That's tough.
Yeah, it was fun. I love
doing
it.
And you like
doing
that stuff,
yeah.
huh?
Yeah.
How do you know all their names and what they do? I see. Oh, does somebody feed you information like they do on, you know, the national games?
No.
You have to do it all by yourself, huh? Yeah.
We get some stat sheets, but that's about it.
Wow. Yeah. That's pretty cool. I give you credit.
Thank you.
Give you credit.
Well, we'll see how it goes with the robots.
Yeah. Well, it might be the beginning and the end of your robot boxing career. I'm not a big fan of Pete Davidson. I wouldn't know Colin. Is it Jost?
I believe so.
Is that how you say his name? I wouldn't know him if I ran him over with my car because I don't watch Saturday Night Live.
Pete
Davidson, I know because he dates Kim Kardashian.
And I know Colin Jost there because he dates Scarlett Johansson. Or might be engaged.
Is he good looking? Sure. He must be good looking then if he's got Scarlett.
He's not an ugly guy. I mean,
he's not like Pete Davidson.
No.
How'd Pete Davidson get Kim Kardashian? It's beyond me.
Or all the other ones.
They just spent at an auction $280,000 to buy a decommissioned tour boat, the John F. Kennedy. They're going to partner with the Manhattan Comedy Club and turn the 60-year-old ship into a live entertainment venue.
That's pretty cool.
Now, they say it can't move because it's not structurally sound, so it's going to be like the Queen Elizabeth II, I guess. They're going to dock it somewhere
there,
in New York at the shipyard, and then they're going to have shows on it.
Oh,
old Staten Island Ferry. That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. I don't like either one of them, but it's a good investment. It's a good idea, and it'll bring people joy. So good on you.
Aren't we so nice? We just trash these two people.
You know who else I don't like? And this will be my own personal tease. Mitch McConnell. What an idiot.
He's an idiot. There's no doubt about it.
That's my tease. I know you have one too.
He's an idiot. Now, and he was trying. First, he starts off by commenting on what the president said about him. And then it went into this, it turned into a debacle.
It did, yeah.
Yeah, that was an open mouth, insert foot comment. And maybe they'll ask him to step down now. We'll finally get rid of the turtle.
That would be great.
That would be wonderful. And a little 8-year-old boy, we'll talk about Mitch McConnell, but a little 8-year-old boy did something pretty phenomenal.
This is a feel-good story to get you over how dumb Mitch McConnell is.
Cutest little kid in the world. And what he did is pretty cool. And you'll think, wow, I don't know if my 8-year-old would ever do that. But this kid's pretty cool. We'll tell you about him and the debacle of Mitch McConnell coming up next. Karen Curtis coming in with the rapid fire in just a couple of minutes at the bottom of the hour. That's where Karen professionally delivers the news and we unprofessionally walk all over it.
Unpack it.
What are you talking about?
Well, I think this is kind of breaking news.
And I would do anything for love.
I was so bummed.
What won't he do?
I don't know. We never did find out.
That's
the big question.
That's Beefy Rocker Meatloaf. We're going to hear a lot of leftover songs from him today, let me tell you.
Yeah.
I see what you did there.
Leftover
Meatloaf.
Dead at the age of 74. But the breaking news, I think, TMZ's coming out with, he might have died from COVID.
Oh, really?
Oh, you know what? The man was not in the best of health. So I would assume if he contracted COVID, it could have been his demise.
Yeah, he said that TMZ says that he was supposed to go to a dinner. It was canceled because the singer became seriously ill with COVID. It's unclear if he was vaccinated, and they're not disclosing the cause of death. But he died with his wife at his side. But it's possible that it could be that.
Wow. Yeah, they put it this way. At like 3 o'clock, it was even earlier. I was watching Fox, and they broke in.
Yeah.
And said, breaking news, Meatloaf just died. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, I know. And so the other thing that's funny is that Some people spell it meatloaf, all one word, and then other people spell it meatloaf, two words, capital L. So
right.
It'd be like Mr. Loaf.
So I always thought that it was one word, but
I know, but it's actually two.
It's two, yeah.
So it's Mr. Loaf.
Mr. Loaf.
It's party of two, Mr. Loaf.
How do you like that? Two.
Actually,
loaf
his,
for two.
It should be Mr. Aday because his
yes.
real name is Marvin Lee
Marvin.
Aday.
Marvin mm-hmm. Aday.
His father called him Meat. That's where he got the nickname because they said when he was younger, he was chunky.
And
so his dad called him Meat, and somewhere along the line, somebody added the loaf, and yeah, it's probably when he was a kid.
And then he had a daughter named Apple Aday.
Stop it. Stop, Karen.
Oh, my God. Get out of here. Get out of here now.
Just to think Rapid Fire is up next.
We don't even have a chassis on the car, never mind no wheels today. My God, help us. It's the South Florida Morning Show. I'm Jennifer Ross. Bill Adams, usually over there, coming out of the other speaker of your radio, but he's got the day off. Dina, our producer, filling in, and that was the Apple a Day chick was Karen Curtis, our news director. She'll be back in just about 10 minutes with Rapid Fire. That's where she gives the news. Anyway, after that, I don't know. And then we just kind of chime in, but it all works out. If you're wondering what's happening with the Ukraine and whether or not Russia's going to invade, it surely looks that way because no one's listening to our president because, of course, they had to go on damage control yesterday. When they bring out the vice president of the United States, let's start there. When they bring out the president, vice president of the United States, because I think they've been Biden's been hiding her in the basement. I thought she was supposed to go to Honduras. They cancel that trip?
I think she's still going to go, but yeah, you never see Kamala Harris on a Thursday morning interview on the Today Show.
No.
A lot of damage control. Jen Psaki was on Fox News yesterday.
Yeah, it was.
That never happens.
Oh, but they're not doing damage control was
sure.
the thing. And now this morning, Antony Blinken, our wonderful Secretary of State there, he's meeting with his Russian counterpart to stop them from invading Ukraine. They say it's in many instances, many people are saying it's an imminent thing, which is not good.
Having Antony Blinken in a situation like that where you're depending on his prowess to help stop this imminent invasion that will just be completely disastrous for the world if it happens is like putting a piece of gum on a dam when there's a major leak. That's what it's like sending Antony Blinken over there to try to fix this.
Well, oh, tell me how you really feel there, Gina. Jeez. Holy cow. Where's Mike Pompeo? By the way, I saw him yesterday. I forgot where he was. It was probably on Fox, I'm sure. The man, every time I see him, I get a double take because I'm like, how much weight did he lose? He doesn't look anything like he used to
look.
You're
right. He looks like a different person. He must have lost at least 100 pounds.
At least.
And good for him.
You know, like Amy Schumer. Amy Schumer, they said, and not to put her in the same category as Mike Pompeo. I'm just talking about weight loss. They said she lost up to 100 and something pounds.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't think she had that much weight to lose, but she still looks the same.
Right.
You know,
right.
Adele lost 100 pounds. Yes, you know it's still Adele. Mike Pompeo?
Looks different.
He looks totally different.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's like, holy cow. anyway, the other big news on Capitol Hill, Mitch McConnell.
Ah, yes.
Open mouth, insert foot. It started yesterday. He was defending because in his speech, his press conference on Wednesday, the president of the United States made a comment about, what does Mitch stand for? What does Mitch do? So he came out yesterday and said, you know what? As usual, he said, my good friend and the president of the United States wrong once again. I helped him pass bipartisan infrastructure bills. I supported the Senate bill to deal with China, the computer chips, you know, shortage. The Senate's done a lot. I've worked together with the president. So that was yesterday morning. Then he goes to Capitol Hill, and they start talking about voter rights. Where did this line come? What was he thinking?
I don't know.
Did he leave words out?
He's not smart. I wish he would retire.
It could very well force him to retire after this comment.
If you look at the statistics, African-American voters are voting in just as high a percentage as Americans.
What? Okay. Open mouth, insert foot. I was like, are you kidding me?
Wait, I mean, what is he talking about?
I don't, you know what? They were trying to say that the new voter right bill would give African-Americans a better chance at voting. And I'm like, okay. That's what the Biden administration has been pushing with their voter rights bill.
Which is complete BS.
Well, which is a crock to begin with. But then the Mitch McConnell, he makes them a whole new nationality. I'm like, what are you doing?
What an idiot.
They're Americans. They're just like everybody. I was like, how could you do this?
Please retire, Mitch McConnell. And you're feckless. You're useless. Spineless. And now you say something incredibly stupid like that. Please go away.
Yeah, I would assume after that comment, and rightfully so, I would probably be spearheading a reform to get him to step down as Speaker of the House.
Minority leader.
Minority leader, yeah. But still, he needs to go because he's old, he's decrepit, and he doesn't know what he's saying.
Get him out.
I don't have time to get my little kid story.
I'm sorry.
All right, well, we'll wait till after Karen's.
We needed a feel-good story, but we're going to get
rapid fire. Yeah, well, you're not kidding. And then a lottery winner that I actually like. We'll talk about all of that, but Karen's got rapid fire next. That's where she gives the news, and we jump all over it right here at 850 WFTL.
It's 7:30, time for Jen and Bill's Rapid Fire with Karen Curtis on News Talk 850 WFTL.
This is our favorite part of the show. Karen Curtis comes in, our news director, delivers the news in a profound, professional manner, and then we just trash it. No, we love it. It is our favorite part. And usually on Fridays, we've lost the cars, lost a couple of wheels. I don't even know if we got a chassis today. I'm starting to get concerned.
Who am I? Where am I? What am I doing?
Rooster Tail of Sparks behind us.
Here
and
we go.
My God.
Yeah, what's up? It's
foggy out there.
Be careful.
Watch for fog, low line. Wow, it's everywhere. Now, it was when I was driving in, it was out west. Now it's just like, I can't even see 95 from the window here. So watch your traveling distance. And there's some rain and thunderstorms coming. It's just, it's a good day to sleep in.
Can we go home now then?
I give you permission.
All right, that's good.
Sleep in.
And by the way, more students are staging walkouts across the nation over the COVID surge.
Why?
Why? Yeah, why? This is because of the Chicago Teachers Union. The Chicago Teachers Union made it so difficult for the teachers to get back in the classrooms because they were going to get killed by the students, you know, carrying COVID and giving it to the teachers. Can't do it. So now they've convinced these kids across the country that COVID's going to kill them.
Yeah, they said that they are demanding better protection against the raging Omicron variant.
Okay, let me put you guys in the mind of a high schooler.
Oh, yeah.
Very pliable.
This is, you know, you're kidding me. You got somebody going, all right, guys, this is like the perfect way to get out of school.
Exactly.
Yeah, we did it. Everybody did it. By the way, there was I don't know if you saw that study out of Ohio yesterday. 79,000 kids tested positive. These are little kids for the Omicron. Most asymptomatic. Couple of them had sniffles. Now the CDC says you need to put a mask on a kid 5 years old and younger. I went, what's that got to do with anything?
Mm. Well,
I don't get it.
Moving on, Supreme Court again deciding not to intervene in a legal challenge from Texas abortion providers. They want the case sent back to a judge who had blocked the 6-week ban. So for now, the law limiting abortion stands. And of course, you've got laws making his way through our state legislature to ban abortion after 15 weeks in Florida. And then the Supreme Court's going to be looking at the Mississippi case, which really could take down Roe v. Wade. And 50,000 people are marching in the 49th annual March for Life in D.C. today. The rally returns to the National Mall. It was virtual last year, but it's drawing attention to the anniversary of Roe v. Wade.
How many people?
50,000.
Wow. A lot of people.
Yeah. Secretary of State meeting with his Russian counterpart today as the country appears to be close to invading Ukraine, which, you know, if it's minor incursion, I'll be okay. Well, not really. Biden walking back that statement that President Biden made during his marathon press conference.
Yeah, everyone's walking it back. He, of course, said it. He gave permission for a minor incursion. So that means, you know, Russia can just go in maybe 10 miles and then stop. It's like, come on. They're going to go right to the country.
Thing is a minor casualty.
No.
Hello.
Right, exactly.
So now you got Anthony Blinken's going to be our savior. I don't put much faith in that man. I'm sorry if you disagree with me, but I think he's going to get us into a war.
Well, he's over there right now, Jen.
Oh boy, I'm excited.
And then we've got Mitch McConnell, the Senate Minority Leader. He said this:
if you look at the statistics, African American voters are voting in just as high a percentage as Americans.
Can we ask him to finally step down? Can somebody in the Senate tell him to get the hell out of Dodge now?
This guy needs to go away.
Yeah, and it's, come on.
Former Kentucky Democratic Congressman Charles Booker says, being black doesn't make you less than an American.
Well, duh. What is Mitch McConnell doing? Can we please, like you said, Jen, get him out?
Oof.
I mean, he's just so useless.
Well, we've called him the turtle since I think we've done this show. So, yeah. He needs to leave. He is useless.
And don't you dare say you misspoke. So,
right.
Anyway.
What a moron.
This is good news.
I wanted to let everybody know that the First Lady, yesterday, we completed the final chemotherapy treatment that she has to do. So.
Wow. Yay. So Ron DeSantis, our governor, pleased that his wife, Casey, she's 41, and Florida's First Lady, completed her final chemotherapy treatment, and he says she's responded very well.
Not the most fun thing to see someone go through, but at the end of the day, she fought really hard. We think she's responded very well. I mean, still got more stuff to do, but that's a big milestone.
Yes, congratulations.
Yeah,
October, she announced that she had breast cancer. That's Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Right.
And then, not this weekend, but next weekend, you've got the More Than Pink Walk.
Yeah, with the Komen Foundation.
The Komen Foundation in downtown West Palm Beach at Meyer Amphitheater. It's really cool this year because you just go walk. It's like not a run anymore, and it's a free admission.
It's pretty nice.
Yeah. Good. So
it's probably one of the best organized events I've ever been to.
Oh my gosh, they've raised like billions of dollars for research. But if you go to our website, 850wftl.com, you can register there. Coming up on Rapid Fire, you're going to hear lots of leftover Meatloaf songs today.
Oh boy.
I'll tell you why. Time for 850WFTL traffic and weather together. Again, as I told you, extremely foggy out there. Some rain as well. Poor visibility. Crash clearing 95 southbound past Lantana approaching Hypoluxa Road.
Traffic and Weather Together is brought to you by New South Window.
Hi, this is Earl Ron, president of New South Window. Every single New South Window is custom manufactured just for your home. And now you can buy two windows and get the third absolutely free.
Visit NewSouthWindow.com.
WPTV First Alert weather, fog and rain, a high of about 77. We could see some strong thunderstorms as well later this afternoon. More rain tomorrow, partly cloudy on Sunday. Currently 68 degrees and foggy and rainy in the Palm Beaches. Back to Rapid Fire.
Well, whether it's sleet, snow, fog, rain, whatever the case may be, our good friends at Ozo 2 Eco Dry Cleaners make sure you're looking spiffy no matter what. Free pickup and delivery. Come on, join us. Sign up today at ozo2usa.com.
Okay, back to Rapid Fire. So Martha Stewart, who, by the way, is no cakewalk. I read her book, Just Desserts.
Yeah.
She is a bitch.
Is she really?
Her ex-husband is like, woof. So she says that she was on with Ellen DeGeneres.
Did this surprise you? What she said, I was like,
yeah, no, I didn't.
I was like, wow, you dated him, number one. And number two, it's like, really?
I think she pretty much eats and spits out any man she dates. But she broke up with Sir Anthony Hopkins. I love him. Because she couldn't stop thinking him as Hannibal the Cannibal Lecter.
I love
how Cannibal has nibble in it, by the way. And because, you know.
I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
He was in The Silence of the Lambs.
Wow.
You remember when Cybill Shepherd played Martha Stewart?
No,
it was so good, and she said this.
Did I not ask for my loaf?
She yells at people.
Really?
Yes.
I have heard that about Martha Stewart. That she's kind of hard to handle.
Oh, my gosh.
Was this before or after the prison stunt?
Oh, before.
Before.
Oh.
Well, maybe she's mellowed.
No.
No?
Well, since she's been with Snoop and she smoked some dubs.
Yeah, maybe.
But she says all I could think of was, you know, him eating, you know.
I'm having an old friend for dinner.
I don't think so.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Did I ever tell you guys my Anthony Hopkins story that I heard?
No.
No.
He was on, I don't know how long ago this was, but I think it was like on Conan O'Brien or Jay Leno, two shows that aren't on TV anymore. And he told the story about when the new Hannibal movie came out that they did like 20 years ago.
Oh, that was even better with Ray Liotta eating his brain.
Yeah, so that one.
Oh,
so
that was disgusting, yeah.
He goes to the theater, and sometimes actors do that. They go to the theater in disguise and see the reaction.
Right,
they want to see if it's going to be any good.
Right,
yeah.
So he was sitting behind somebody, and like one of the most intense parts, he went up behind him and whispered in the ear, in his Anthony Hopkins voice, he goes, are you enjoying the movie?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I'd die. I would have died right there.
It just freaked him out like crazy.
Oh, yeah, that noise would have been hilarious. Oh, my God.
Oh, no. That's Anthony Hopkins.
Well, moving on.
Yes.
I would do anything.
But I won't do. What is that he won't do?
I don't know. We never found out. Never found out.
That's like, Miyla. Anyway, that's Grammy-winning, Dallas-born singer, beefy rocker, Meatloaf, dead at the age of 74. They're saying it might have been from COVID. I don't know. I didn't know he was in the movie Fight Club and Wayne's World.
Yeah, Robert Paulson in Fight Club.
Huh.
His
he was
name
also
was Robert Paulson.
Robert Paulson.
Yep.
He was also Eddie in Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Right. Right.
He had one of the best-selling albums in 1977, Bat Outta Hell.
So, it was really
I'm
good.
Sure Sonny's playing a lot of his stuff today, right?
Yeah, I'm sure we'll probably do a dedication to him. By the way, he went on, when he first started, his major touring groups were the Grateful Dead and The Who. He opened for them.
Oh, wow.
So,
and how did he, because there's two ways to spell his name. It's Meatloaf, all one word, or meat and then capital loaf. Like Mr. Loaf.
You know,
but they called him Meat because his dad called him Meat?
Yeah, his dad gave him that nickname when he was little. So, because they said he was chunky. And his dad called him, you look like a piece of meat. So, called him Meat. Can you imagine your father calling you Meat?
Oh,
that's
gosh.
Horrible.
Like Bull Durham.
Wow.
All right, so moving on. Defending women's champion Naomi Osaka, she's out of the Australian.
Who's left?
Ash Barty. She's from Australia, too, so that'll be probably win the thing.
It's fixed.
Barty's pretty good. It's fixed.
She's very good.
They get rid of the number one tennis player in the world on the guy's side. And then now is she Osaka? Isn't she way up there?
She used to be.
Not anymore?
Not.
Oh, okay. That Ashley Barty
chick. She's a four-time Grand Slam singles champion, but she was beaten in the third round by an OVA.
One of the OVAs?
One of the OVAs.
Barty's good. She can win.
I'm only quoting Serena Williams because she was the one that called them the OVAs.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah. And Serena's not playing.
No.
But Ash Barty, she's got those pouty thighs. And Novak Djokovic is out because he lied about
thighs?
His COVID. Yeah. She doesn't look real athletic.
What's her name? Ashley Barty's going to play a chick by the name of Amanda, as you said, Anisimova.
Uh-huh,
she's American.
Good.
Oh,
really? Oh, she's not an OVA. Oh,
she is a she's a MOVA, not an OVA.
she's an American OVA.
MOVA OVA.
What is happening?
I don't know. So we got some football, and we're going to go to our sports director because I want to know who's favored. Chiefs hosting the Bills. So who's favored in that game?
The Chiefs are favored by about 3.
Okay. And then, but it's at Buffalo. Oh,
No. City.
Oh, it's
Buffalo plays in Kansas City. That's Sunday's game.
Bucks Rams.
In Tampa Bay, that's actually this isn't the highest. That's about 2 or 3 points as well. Every game is about 2 or 3 points, except for the San Francisco Green Bay game.
Oh, yeah, Packers.
It's at Green Bay. It's going to be about 12 degrees of kickoff, and the Packers are favored by 6.
Oh.
Is Garoppolo still hurt?
He's supposed to play.
Jimmy G? Really?
He's supposed to play.
Yeah, tomorrow we got Cincinnati at Tennessee.
That's the first game.
You know what? Cincinnati's been really good to me this year, but unfortunately, I'm going to take Tennessee. What's his name back?
Derrick Henry's
Derrick
Henry. Running back.
As long as the ref doesn't blow the whistle in the middle of the play, we'll be good to go
there. I think the big game is the Rams and the Bucks. Who's going to win?
I'm telling you right now, I'll go with the Bucks, but
I like the Rams.
I like the Rams, too.
I would not be shocked if the Rams win.
It's like I'm living vicariously through Matthew Stafford and Ryan Tannehill. They were both with terrible teams.
Could you imagine?
And now they're like going to the Super Bowl.
If they both meet in the Super Bowl, they were on bad teams, the Dolphins and the Lions, and then they end up in the Super Bowl.
I love
teams.
It because it proves that they're like, it's not the quarterback.
Organizational problems.
That's right. Well, that wraps up Rapid Fire. What great radio is coming up next?
Wow. You know, the president open mouth and cert foot when they bring out the vice president on a very large morning talk show to clarify what he said. They brought out Kamala. They took her out of the cobwebs.
Clean up in aisle 5.
They really did. And boy, if you didn't think she was a testy VP, I wouldn't want to get in an argument with that woman.
Wait till you hear this.
Wait till you hear her. She should get together with Martha Stewart.
Oh, boy.
I got news for you. I got my money on the vice president. She's not a nice lady. What she said to Savannah Guthrie yesterday, I was like, whoa.
I'm speaking.
Yeah, shut up over there, you little twit. Anyway, we'll talk about that more coming up next. It's the South Florida Morning Show. It is what we are, right? 850 WFDL. I forget where I am every now and then. Jennifer Ross, Bill Adams has the day off. Diener, our producer, filling in for Bill. And yesterday, right around this time, actually, maybe a little bit later in the show, Diener goes, hey, guys, look up. Now, we got a bunch of TV monitors in the studio, and all of a sudden they look up, and there's Kamala Harris, the vice president of the United States, staring at me. And I'm like, wow. They're bringing out the vice president. They dug her out of the basement, and Biden's letting her show up in public somewhere. to speak on behalf of the White House. She was with Savannah Guthrie to do damage control over the comment that the president made during his press conference the day before in regard to a minor incursion by the Russians into Ukraine. Well, it didn't go real well. Here's part one of that conversation.
Did the president essentially give the green light to Vladimir Putin to take a piece of Ukraine, to take a bite out of Ukraine?
I will tell you that the president has been very clear, and we as the United States are very clear. If Putin takes aggressive action,
trying to interrupt,
we are prepared to levy serious and severe costs. Period.
Got that? Period.
Okay.
Well, Savannah really wasn't buying what the vice president was saying, and she tries to interrupt and finally does. But listen to how testy the vice president gets.
Madam Vice President, in this case, I'm sorry to interrupt. The sovereignty and territorial integrity of Ukraine.
Of course, and I'm so sorry to interrupt, but it is less than clear because 30 minutes after the news conference, the White House press secretary had to actually clarify the president's remarks.
Savannah, I'm being clear with you right now.
Yes, okay.
And so if you're interested, I'll continue to be clear.
Whoa, snap.
Wow, can you imagine that? If you're interested, she said that on national television with millions of people watching to Savannah Guthrie, who's loved by millions of people. I would bet today, let me see, Biden's presidency, his poll numbers are down near, I think this morning it was like 30, 28%, his approval rating.
Is it below 30?
Yeah, it dipped below 30 this morning. I bet you hers, if she's in double digits, I'll be shocked. I'd be shocked. She comes across as very abrasive, very nasty, not caring all the time.
Yeah.
You know, me, it's just like 90% of the time. Her, it's all the time. And I was like, holy cow. I was like, you just can't treat people like that in the press like Jennifer Psaki treats the press corps.
It's just that talking down aspect. Oof. And, you know, I'm more important than you. You're lesser than me. You should listen to me because I know more.
Be quiet over there.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean,
that's about what she did. She just stuffed her. I was like, wow.
And I know people will call us hypocrites because they'll say, well, isn't that like Donald Trump? He was abrasive and he was, you know, always talking to people in like a certain way. It was always different with Trump, though, because with Trump, you knew what you were kind of getting. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was the nature of the beast, you know?
But with Trump, he didn't talk. He only spoke like that to people who were coming out against him.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Because, well, they already had an agenda to bury him.
Right.
And they were going to disagree
with. He was
always
being attacked.
Yeah, whatever he was going to say, he was going to get
attacked. He was on the defense
on.
All the
right.
time.
Yeah. And she, that being the vice president of the United States on the defense yesterday, they basically should have said, you know, the president misspoke. You know, everybody does it. Mitch McConnell, open mouth, inserted foot yesterday. They need to get rid of him, too.
Please,
but
yes.
That's besides the point. We'll talk about him later. But they need to clarify and say, okay, yeah, maybe it was a misspoken statement, but that's not really what he meant. You know, take responsibility. They never take responsibility that this administration has screwed up everything they touch.
No, they just say, oh, well, that's not what he meant at all. It's this and that, and here's our policy. And okay, but he said it.
He
so
did.
There's a reason why, at least acknowledge there's a reason why you're coming out and doing an interview that you literally have never done before. And that is to be on the Today Show on a Thursday morning when they did that yesterday.
Yeah, I've never seen her on the Today Show before. No, not one-on-one with Savannah.
You won't again unless they have to do damage control for something else.
I don't think you're going to see her ever again. I bet you Savannah Guthrie says, I never want to talk to that woman again. I would say that. That's what I would say. Anyway, let me ask you this. We're moving on because that upsets me. Today marks the two-year anniversary of this.
2 years?
Today, 2 years.
January 21st, 2020.
Mm-hmm.
That would be...
Do you know?
I don't. January 21st,
the first confirmed case of coronavirus in the United States.
This has
been going on for 2 years.
Now it's 2 years.
35-year-old man from Washington State who had just returned from where?
Wuhan, China. Yep.
Remember? And it was like, oh, he's got this rare, funky thing. We don't know what it is. It's some kind of virus. Oh, no big deal. Oh, don't worry about it. More than 860,000 people since then have died. The Omicron variant has now taken over. 1,700 people a day, they say, are dying from COVID. Here's my gotcha when the CDC says that. They willingly admitted, and they had to come out, and that would be Rochelle Walensky, who is the head of the CDC, had to willingly admit about 2 weeks ago that everybody who has died from COVID-19, the Delta variant, the one before that, all had four, at least four comorbidities.
Right.
They were overweight. They were old. They had heart disease. They had heart problems. They had some kind of underlying, unfortunately, medical condition.
Right.
She had to willingly admit that. But they don't tell you that. Then they say, oh, cloth masks don't work.
Oh, whoops.
That kind of went under the radar. Everybody in this building still wearing a cloth mask. I don't think anybody heard that comment.
No, because they didn't really, you know, put it out there too much. It was a report, and then it just kind of went away.
Well, and then they came out yesterday with this big report, again, out of Ohio. 79,000 kids, little kids, all tested positive for the Omicron variant. Okay? I don't know. How do they tell? Your home test doesn't tell you whether it's Delta. Well, Delta's basically gone. Omicron's basically eaten it, and it's gone. So if you test positive today, they assume it's the Omicron variant.
Yeah, maybe by symptom or I don't know.
So they said 79,000 of these kids test positive, most of them asymptomatic. A couple of them had sniffles. And then they immediately follow that with, oh, by the way, if your kid's 5 years old or younger, put a mask on them. I'm like, okay.
Don't even start with me on that one.
Don't go. All right. So we leave with a good story because we need a good story. I love this little kid. Little boy. He's 8 years old.
Okay. A little dog named Snuggles.
A little Snuggles. we dedicate the story to the little boy named Snuggles. His name is Dylan Helbig. He's had big aspirations since he was 5 years old. He's always wanted to write a book.
Oh, wow.
So 8-year-old Dylan gets an empty journal from his grandmother just before Christmas. Takes 2 or 3 days, fills it up with all kinds of writings and pictures, and thinks, ha, it's my first book. It is called The Adventures of Dylan Helbig's Christmas, C-R-I-S-M-I-S,
nice.
Christmas, by Helbig himself, but he puts his self. He hides the book under his shirt and takes it into the local public library and throws it on the shelf.
That's great.
So you would think, what happened to it? So he finally tells his mom, you know, I left the book. I wrote a book. I put it in the library.
She wanted to have a book in the library.
Yeah, he wanted to have a book in the library. So she figures, well, we better go see where it is. They get there. It's not where he put it.
Oh, no.
Well, then, do you have my cut of this?
I do.
Okay, yeah, here's the librarian talking about what happened after the book disappeared.
Actually, it's him. He's kind of telling his story.
Sorry. Yeah. Go ahead.
All right. Well, here he is.
I've been wanting to put a book in a library since I was 5. There was a lot of librarians that I had to get past, so do you know what I did? I covered this part and covered the back with my body and just snuck it in.
Doesn't he sound like Linus from Peanuts?
He does. Lights, please.
Lights, please. Anyway, what happened was the librarian, they found the book. So they decided, you know what, because somebody, little kids were reading it, they decided to ask little Dylan's parents, can we make a book out of it? So
That's great. They made
it an official book, and now it is available to, you know, rent out in the library.
That's fantastic.
And there's a waiting list
of
4 weeks. So if you want to read little Dylan's book, it may take a while.
Good for him.
Okay, it's only good news from now on. Mitch McConnell, good news should be, they should fire him and run him out of the Senate.
I'm in.
What this man did on the Senate floor yesterday, it was atrocious. We'll talk about him and other good, better news coming up next.